This is Alive with Joseph.
So let's get into scriptures where we left it off, where we've been looking at Galatians chapter 3. Let's hear what the Lord is saying to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, we left it off there. Let's pick it up from verse 29. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed according to the promise. We're looking at what I titled, Receive the Promise by Light. Then Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 says, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now we all might receive. We all might receive. So there is a receiving part. We all might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we are talking about the capital promise. What is the promise? Romans chapter 4 verse 13 tells us, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Through the righteousness of faith. What is the promise? That Abraham should be the heir or the owner of the world. Was not to Abraham through the works of the law, but this promise given to Abraham was through the righteousness of faith. And the righteousness of faith, the Bible says, speaketh on this wise. It speaks on this wise. That is to say, the promise was that Abraham should be the owner of the world. Abraham should be the owner of the world. And you and I are connected to the Abrahamic covenant. Therefore, you too are the owner of the world. That is why the scripture says, the earth he has given to the sons of men. The earth he has given to the sons of men. I remember when I was growing up, one of the things that, we grew up from, was that they would say, take the world and give me Jesus. But when the enemy takes the world, we're in trouble. God has given us the earth to rule over it, to govern it, to take care of it on his behalf until he returns. So we used to say, take the world, give me Jesus. So we're just only looking, getting to heaven, and many became utterly useless. They became utterly useless. They were not productive. They were not adding value to life. They were not adding value to day-to-day living of humanity. Why? Because they only said, take the world, give me only Jesus. No. God has given us the earth so that we can govern on his behalf, so that we can rule on his behalf, take care of things on his behalf, manage issues on his behalf until he returns. That is why Abraham was given the world, and you and I are connected to the Abrahamic blessing. Therefore, we own the world. Abraham is the owner of the world. You and I are owner of the world too. Why are you the owner of the world? You are the owner of the world because you are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. You are a heir to the same promise God gave to Abraham. So things in this world should not bully you around. Things in this world should not bully you around. Things in this world. Do you know that Satan doesn't own any part of the world? He is actually an illegal entity on the planet Earth. He has no permission to function here on the planet. And God has given us the earth to govern on his behalf. I pray for you. Any area of your life you have surrendered to the devil, I prophesy by light, recover it back in the name of Jesus. I say recover it back in the name of Jesus. Recover that area back in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So the Bible said, what makes it clear that whatever God promised Abraham, you too. Let's read together Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Put on the screen for me, please. I want us to read it together. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. The scripture says, let's read together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only. Okay, let's start again. Are you ready? You can see it on the screen, isn't it? You can see it very well. Now, I want you to raise your voice at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. Therefore. That's it. That's it. Not to that only, which is of the law, but to that also, which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. That the promise might be sure. In English language, it doesn't sound correct. Might be sure to all the seed. all the seed. Shouldn't it be all the seeds? But he said, all the seed, that the promise may be sure. That is to say, the promise is guaranteed. Every one of us, we have a guarantee concerning this promise. This sure promise is not only to the Jews in Israel. It is also to the Jews like you and I who have been grafted in by faith. You are a partaker of everything Abraham partook of because you carry the DNA of our Lord Jesus Christ on your inside. That is why you and I, because we carry the DNA of God, that is why we can receive communion. That is why we can receive communion. Because when you partake of the communion, you are receiving the blood. You are receiving the broken body of Christ. You are receiving the blood. You are receiving the broken body of Christ. You are the bone of his bones, the flesh of his flesh. You and your Father are one spirit. He is over there taking charge. You are over here ruling over his affairs, managing things on his behalf. So that is why you cannot surrender any part of the world to the enemy. You cannot surrender any part of the earth to the enemy. You cannot give up territories that God has handed over to you. Why? The promise that Abraham should be the owner of the world was not meant to him only, was not meant to his seed, which is of natural Jews, but also to you and I who have been grafted in by redemption. This promise that Abraham should inherit the world is what you and I are here for. And listen, friends, I declare over you tonight by revelation, may you take your portion in the name of Jesus. I say, may you take your portion in the name of Jesus. So we are sharing inheritance. Our elder brother Jesus Christ died, and before he died, he left a will. So we gather together. Every time we gather in the service, we are gathering together to read the will and interpret the will and share the inheritance based on the will that our elder brother left for us here on the planet Earth. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 16 to 17, for where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all. Why the testator liveth? Why the testator liveth? So the willer or the testator, when he enacted the testament, he died so that you and I can be able to gain access to the will he has made available. That is why, friends, everything that God has said must come to pass. Why? Because the testator died. The testator died. He died, he resurrected, and he is standing as your advocate to ensure that what he left for you, you will enjoy it. And the reason why the thing Satan said cannot happen is because Satan is not dead. And as long as he's not dead, his will cannot be enforced. Do you think that you and I are wiser than God? No. God could have killed Satan the very day he drove him out. But he left him alive. He left him alive. He's still roaming around the earth. That is why we don't pray for Satan to die. Number one, he can't even die anyway. But number two, is prayer in ignorance. Because why? He has to stay alive. So that whatever he is saying, if he tells you you are a failure, is a lie. Because the testator of the will that has been given to you died and is enforcing the will he gave to you that you are a success. And that is why he tells us, whose report will you believe? Give the Lord your praise tonight. So the Bible is a testament. Old Testament, New Testament. And the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament. The Old Testament is a dream of the new. So if under the Old Testament, Abraham was so blessed, and you and I are here to manifest the real thing. If under the Old Testament, a man like Joshua stood in a valley of Angelon and declared words, and God honored his words, why? How come you and I that is under a better testament? If under the Old Testament, people came out of indebtedness, you and I also in a better testament, better promises, we have access to come out whatever indebtedness you have found yourselves in. Hallelujah. So you and I are equally blessed like Father Abraham. And I pray for you tonight, as your amen will thunder, where you are under, after tonight, you shall rise above in the name of Jesus. Areas where you have struggled to take charge, areas where you have struggled to live a victorious life, by the light of God's word tonight, go to those areas and live victoriously in the name of Jesus. I say live victoriously in the name of Jesus. Tonight, take your inheritance in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, as your amen will roar, angels are distributing your own portion to you in the name of Jesus. If it is healing that is your portion, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Favor, if that is what your portion is, receive it in the name of Jesus. If it is open doors that is your portion, by the blood of Jesus and the mercy of God, receive your portion in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So it's a distribution of portions. And the Bible says that the promise is guaranteed. Is guaranteed. The promise guarantees all of us equal access to the inheritance. The promise guarantees every one of us equal access to the inheritance. The promise guarantees, I repeat, every one of us equal access to the inheritance. Colossians 1 verse 12. Let's read together. Colossians 1, 12. Put it on the screen for us. Thank you. Let's read together. Everyone, are you ready? At the count of three. One, two, three. Let's read. Giving thanks, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. The saints who are in light. The saints who are in light. The word meet means qualified. He has made us qualified, or he has qualified us to partake of the inheritance. But this inheritance is only reserved for the saints who are in light. So the saints that are outside of light, they cannot partake of this inheritance. For example, if I say that I have, you know, fruits, I'm distributing apples, and only those in the building will receive the apple. So even though we have saints that are outside, they will not be able to receive it. Why? Because the condition is they must be in the building for them to get the apple. They are saints. Make no mistake about that. They are saints. If they die, they will go to heaven. If they die, they will meet our Father in heaven. But because they are not in the building, the apple that is available, they cannot receive. So this inheritance is in light. Only the saints who are in light will receive it. So it is possible for a saint to die and go to heaven and never get to enjoy the inheritance that is available. Why? Because they never were in light. And that's why many Christians have died with certain things they shouldn't die with. The Good News Translation, it puts it this way. GNT Translation. And with joy, give thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to have your share of what God has reserved for his people in the kingdom of light. Look at your neighbor, tell them, I have a share. He said, he has what he has reserved for his people. He made you fit to have your share. He made you fit to have your share. That is to say, you have a share in this portion, in this promise, but it is only, you are only able to take it when you are in the kingdom of light. So that explains why when a believer is in darkness, they look like an unbeliever in manifestation. Why? Because the things available is available in light. So whether you are born again in a palace or born again in the ghettos, there is a qualifier. Whether you are born again in the king's palace or you are born again in the ghettos, there is a qualifier. When you got born again, Jesus became your qualifier. Jesus became your qualifier. The same God, he is rich unto all who call upon him with a pure heart. So there is a qualifier. Jesus is the qualifier. The man is not the qualifier. Where you were born, or the family you were born into, or your family name is not a qualifier. Jesus is the qualifier. That is why a nobody can collide with the light of God and they become somebody. Why? Because the qualifier is Christ. And if any man be in Christ, if any man, his family background notwithstanding, any man, his political affiliation notwithstanding, if any man, his academic qualifications notwithstanding, his bank balance notwithstanding, if any man dare be in Christ, he comes into things that he was not able to come into when he was not in Christ. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Everything that is available in Christ, receive it in the name of Jesus. Enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. So all of us are now qualified for the inheritance. Declare, say, I am qualified by faith. Thunder, I am qualified by faith. Declare for the last time, I am qualified by faith. Through grace. So this is the formula. Faith brings grace. Grace brings salvation. Salvation is the content of redemption. What are the contents of redemption? The contents of redemption, healing. The contents of redemption, breakthrough, favor. Wells you didn't dig, God giving you access to them. A thriving and flourishing business. Robust Christian life. Victorious Christian life. Jobs you have been believing God for, God opens it up for you. The things that God, you know, the things I can't even mention, they are the contents of redemption. Opportunities to thrive in the midst of your enemies. Why? Because grace is the activator. Grace is the activator. Grace is the activator. Grace activates the workings of faith. Faith is at its best on the platform of righteousness. Now listen, grace is activated by the workings of faith. And faith manifests, or faith is at its best in righteousness, on the platform of righteousness. The Bible tells us, Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, which has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints that are in light. The inheritance, which is a promise, is packaged in a realm called light. The inheritance is prepared, kept in a realm called light. The inheritance is prepared, kept in a realm called light. So those in darkness cannot access the inheritance. Your healing is in light. Your money is in light. Your favor is in light. Your success in life is in light. Your husband you're looking for is not in a nightclub, is in light. Your husband you're looking for is not in a mall, is in light. Sometimes it's good. We advise, okay, just go around the beach, visit the mall so that people can see you. There are people who have been going to the mall every day, nobody saw them. Because husband is not found in the mall, husband is found in light. Attend Christian gatherings. You can attend 1 million Christian gatherings. If you're not in light, no man will see you. And the man that may see you may be a man in darkness. Because like begets like. When you are in light, even if you're in Mashikotikaya, the man will see you. The man will see you. Why? Because you are in light. You are in light. The saints in light. The saints in light. Why is it that Christian girls will marry a non-believer? It's because they are in darkness. When they are in darkness, they attract darkness. And I wonder, I don't know how this man came into my life. No, sister, you know how the man came. You were in darkness. And darkness marries darkness. Imagine a whole me marrying darkness. It wasn't going to be possible. Because I'm in light. And I will find a wife in light. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Is it this year? All of you will marry. Single people here. I will preach you out of singlehood. In the name of Jesus. You know, some of you have become full-time bachelors. You are not enjoying it. So sisters are just hanging around you because they know you have become a manchello. This year, we release them. We will pour oil on their head. First men's breakfast. I'm dealing with bachelors. All the married men, we will pour oil. We will surround them. Fasting and prayer. We are tired of manchellos hanging around us. You are in light. There are plenty sisters in light. Locate one and marry. And if you don't know which one to locate, come to me. I'll give you. I know a lot of them. Just come. But for a fee, it won't be for free. Hallelujah. He's in light. Your wife is in light. Children are in light. All you need is in light. Oh, house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah 2:5. Oh, house of Jacob, come, let us walk. Why are we going to walk in the light? Because everything that is ours is in the light. And what happens to light? The light shines in darkness, and deep darkness cannot comprehend it. How does the light come? The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Isaiah 9:8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob, he lifted up the entire nation of Israel. Light. Light, everything is in light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. And deep darkness comprehended it not. The light shines. The light shines. The light shines. The light cannot be dimmed. The light shines in darkness. The darkness that is in the marketplace, the light shines. The darkness that is in school, the light shines. The light shines in darkness. And deep darkness cannot comprehend it. The light shines in darkness. The light shines in poverty. And poverty cannot comprehend it. The light shines in sickness. The light shines in disease. The light shines in lack. The light shines. It shines in demonic attack. And demonic attack ceases. The light shines. Whatever it is, the light shines. It shines in dark. The light shines. Darkness represents so many things. The light shines in family confusion. And peace enters the family. The light just shines. Give the Lord your praise, friends. So you're a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. This inheritance are for those saints that are in light. Why? Because there are saints in darkness. Listen, friends, nobody is stopping the saints other than the lack of illumination. Nobody is stopping the saints. The saint is not stopped. The only thing stopping the saint is darkness. Paul praying said, Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In the saints. Why? Because when the light shines, then you and I can see where our inheritance are kept, and we can go take delivery of our inheritance. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So that means there are saints in darkness. Even as much as it did not mention it, it is silent there. If there are saints in light, then it means there must be the opposite. There are saints in darkness. Because if there are no saints in light, he wouldn't have bothered mentioning that this inheritance is for the saints who are in light. He would have kept quiet. But to show you that there are saints in darkness, he was specific that this inheritance is for the saints who are in light. And Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise, shine, for your light has come. So until light comes, rising is not in view. Until light comes, rising is not in view. Rising is not possible, because rising in destiny is a byproduct of light. Shining is a byproduct of light. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Why must you arise and shine? For thy light has come. So if the light is not come, there is no rising, there is no shining. Are you following me tonight? Are you following me tonight, friends? So it is the coming of the light that empowers your rising. The coming of the light empowers your shining. So rising is natural at the instance of light. Without light, shining is impossible. Without light, rising is impossible, because it takes light to power motion. It takes light to power motion. There can be no motion until there is availability of light. So when light is unleashed, light raises a woman moves out to the next level. When light is unleashed, light raises a man, moves him to the next level. Shout amen to that. Amen. Arise, shine. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Somebody says, well, why is it that my problem has not left me? It is because you are still in darkness. Arise, shine, for your light is come. But Pastor, I've been praying and fasting. It is possible to pray and fast in darkness. That is why I've been giving you so many light. I keep giving so many. Today's scripture, yesterday's scripture. I told you about meditation this week. If anyone really is taking what I'm saying serious, I've given you enough scripture that can give you victory for the whole year. That's why we don't pray into storage. We don't pray. We don't pray anyhow into the air. I give you scriptures. And don't give you prayer points without scriptures. Why? Because light, when you pray from the place of light, you pray in faith. Hallelujah. Because it's possible to be praying and fasting in darkness. And every morning you wake up, you're crying. Unkulunkulu baba baba way too. It's possible. That you're crying. It is good to cry. After crying, wipe your tears. I've said there's nothing wrong in crying. But when you finish crying, wipe your tears. The question remains, do you have light? Because without light, your tears is a waste of time. It is good to complain. After complaining, get some light. Because why? You can complain as much as you want to. If you have no light, your complaining is just, you're wasting your time. You will cry and have headache. You might as well just take Panadol so that you can be fine. And light. Crying without light is a waste of time. Light. If there is no light, nothing happens for the believer. If there is no light, light and darkness don't fight. When the light shines, where is the strength of darkness in the presence of light? There has never been a debate where light and darkness is concerned. The arrival of light is the exit of darkness. Instanta. The saints who have arrived into light, they are partakers of the inheritance. And how did the light come? The entrance of his word. Listen, I'm dealing with you on this 21 days, majorly on spiritual light. There are other areas of light, you know, academic light, you know, all of those things. I'm not touching those areas. We have the whole year to solve that problem. So this 21 days, because of prayer and fasting, I'm dealing majorly with spiritual light. Spiritual light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119 verse 130. Declare, say light. Declare, say light. Thunder again, say light. The apostle Paul speaking in Acts chapter 20 verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Why the word of his grace? Because it is the entrance of his word that brings life. And that brings light, rather, and the inheritance of the saints is in light. So he commends you to the word of his grace so that you can have light. Because if you don't have light, you can't take the inheritance that is available for the saints. So he commends you. I commend you to the word of his grace. That word, when it comes, it builds you up. It builds you up. You that used to be a weakling, it builds you up. You that used to be fearful, it builds you up. You that used to be afraid, it builds you. You that used to have no faith, when that word comes, when that light comes, it builds you up. And when it builds you up, inheritance becomes available. Give the Lord your praise tonight. It builds you up. That is why when a believer is not built up, there are certain things they can't take in the kingdom. You have to be built up. Christianity is not a social club. Christianity is not a social club. It's not like joining the gym. Whether there's a change or not, you just continue to go. Can I get a hand and say amen? No. Christianity is not like that. Because there are people who have been going to the gym now for 20 years, no change. They just go there to socialize and greet each other and hang around the equipment and go home. That's what they do. No change, no nothing, no result. They just are taking pictures by the mirror. No result. So that's not Christianity. The purpose of you getting born again is so that you can be built up. That you that used to be at this level, after you have sat under the word of his grace, Kayana Maradaba, you came as a dwarf. By the time you have sat 6 months, hey, you rise like an incredible hawk. If you are coming as a dwarf, and after 1 year, you have not risen like an incredible hawk, two things may be the problem. It might be that the word you are receiving is not building you, or you are not receiving what is building you. But I know in a life church, we're building you. The word of his grace is, I commend you to that word. I commend you to that word so that you can receive an inheritance. You receive an inheritance. The dividends of redemption, I close, are not distributed to lazy people in darkness. There are people who are not paying the price you are paying right now to acquire the light. So your results and them can never be the same. I always say, there are people who don't pay the kind of price I pay. Me and you can have the same results. If we have the same result, then God is partial. It's an error. It's like a studious student wants to have the same result with a student who didn't really study. It's not the same. It can't be the same. Or it's like a diligent businessman. Diligent. Why the other one is sleeping at home? 9 a.m. He's still sleeping. You call him. Hey, when? Now, where are you? And he wants to be a millionaire. Poverty will decorate him. Then the other one has left his house as early as 5 a.m. He has joined morning prayers, finished morning prayers, hit the road. And you and him want to be the same. They can never. You don't know what happens in your business. You don't know how your staffs are behaving. You don't know anything. When 2 rand comes, you spend it. No cause, no effect, no nothing. You don't know which one is profit. You don't know which one is capital. You're eating everything mumbo jumbo. You're not accounting for anything. You see the latest BM, you buy it. You already have 5 cars, you add another one. And you say, I'm broke. Every devil of broke, being broke, my brother, the devil is not anywhere. You are. Because you're not diligent. Are you understanding me now? You can't have the same marriage with a man who is diligent with his family. It's not possible. Prays with his wife, prays for his children. You, the last time you prayed, we can't even trace it. In light, are you getting blessed? The final scripture, Romans 4 verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it may be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the saints, all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. What promise? Promise of increase. What is the promise? Promise of favor. What is the promise? Promise of breakthrough. What is the promise? The promise of the Spirit. Promise of Holy Ghost baptism. Promise of, you know, supernatural impartation. Promise. What promise? Promise of abundance. God wants this promise to be sure to everybody. But this is the prerequisite. It has to be of faith that it may be by grace. How does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How does faith get established? By righteousness. Faith comes by the word of God, hearing the word of God, but it is established by righteousness. What is righteousness? The ability to stand before God without a sense of guilt, condemnation, inferiority complex, or sin consciousness. So faith comes by hearing the word and hearing the word of God, but faith is established by righteousness. And when it's established, the promise is made sure. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's close the service. Were you blessed tonight? Let's rise on our feet and go home. Let's just lift our voices. I hope you got something out. In the last 48 hours, I've given so many scriptures. Go sit on them. This morning was very prophetic morning. Very prophetic. If I were you, I would take those scriptures. Meditate on them. Meditate on them. Lift your voice.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.